Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Hey, let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. The Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
Week 6 in the NFL. We've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. Let's do our wild card games. Ben, your wild card is...
Bengals against the Saints. I am taking this on the sheer fact of Andy Dalton making a start against his former team. Because you have Taysom Hill, who's listed at this point as questionable. Obviously, Bill Winston is out as well. So... bring up Andy Dalton, the Red Rocket himself. I think this is going to be
the Red Rifle.
He's the Red Rocket in my book.
He's the Red Rocket in my book, brother.
Oh, man.
And so this is going to be. I think this is going to be a. This is really going to be run heavy. I mean, I just feel like with a chance for the Bengals to not turn the ball over. And with Dalton not being able to sling it as he once could, although, you know, as we know, teams that face their former teams tend to have exceptional games. So I'm going to take the Saints in this one for that reason.
All right, Brad, your wild card.
Well, I felt really good about the last couple of weeks, and all the games went the way I hoped, as you may or may not have heard my rant. Except for the final score, because everybody did something stupid at the end. So I'm picking a game I have no idea. If anybody missed it, Buffalo absolutely dog walked Pittsburgh last week. Third play from scrimmage, 98-yard pass from Josh Allen to a wide receiver not named Stephon Diggs. And then he threw for like 400 yards in the first half. That offense is very, very good when they are playing well. Now, I don't know how Kansas City can ever be an underdog at home, ever, ever. I just don't get it. That crowd gets rocking, Kelce, Mahomes, everything. But here's what I will say. If you're a Raider fan, for as frustrating as the end of that game was, you have cause for encouragement by the way the offense played in that game. It is a very difficult offense to learn. Devontae Adams said it's like learning Mandarin, but they had real success on the ground right up the middle. They had real success off of play action deep. I mean, I don't know what Hunter Renfrow, what his deal is, but that was a mess. He completely got in the way of Devontae Adams. Otherwise, that play at the end, he's running free, which it's just an opportunity for the Bills, who are maybe the best offense in the league, to exploit some of the same things, except Josh Allen is their leading receiver or their leading rusher. So I don't know what they're going to do to sort of combat that. They don't really have a bruiser outside of Josh Allen, the way that the Raiders were able to do with Josh Jacobs in that game. I don't know how they're going to be able to exploit that. They got a lot of injuries on defense. Their numbers are a little pumped up by playing some bad teams. I'm going with the Chiefs because they're at home, but I'm looking forward to this game in a big, big way. I think the reason why the number is skewed is everybody is feeling good about the Bills again because they had the blowout, but they didn't look great the 2 weeks prior. They really didn't. So I'm taking the Chiefs at home. And if they were playing in Buffalo, I'd probably go with the Bills. That's how evenly matched this is. But I'm going with Mahomes at home.
Yeah, most likely the game of the week right there. My wild card is the Ravens at the Giants. The Ravens are 3-2, but their two losses are because they blew ginormous leads. And the Giants riding high, 4-1. Who saw that coming? This is going to be their biggest test yet. I think just for separation's sake, I'm going to pick the Giants and take a flyer on them on the G-men and pick them over the Ravens.